Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success
Chronicles. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And I am excited about this one to have Miss Jody Blum on with us, an amazing lady doing some really neat things, and truly grateful to have her on and share her journey. So first off, Jody, thank you so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to it.
Well, let's go. Let's dive into
let's
it.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, you know, I know off air we talked about your background and, you know, some of the things that you're involved in. But if you don't mind, you know, sharing some of that with the audience about your journey so they have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Sure. So yeah. I was born and raised in Miami, the 305. Proud of it. And I went to college in Northern California and stayed in California pretty much my whole adult life. I resided in the San Francisco Bay Area for about 12 and a half years or so. And then I moved down to Los Angeles, which I'll get into later for an opportunity. And recently moved back to Miami in 2019 before the world shut down. And it was probably, fortunately, one of the most peaceful places to be during that chaos.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm grateful for that. As far as who I am, I always start with I'm a mom first. I'm a single mom who foster adopted my son. We've been together for almost 11 years now. He's 15 and, he's my purpose. He really is. So I always start with that. That's really kind of who I am as a person. And then as the other side of my life, I'm the CEO and founder of the Collective Social Impact Agency, where we're a full service 360 philanthropic agency that really builds out the legacies and charitable efforts for high profile individuals, entertainers, artists, athletes, and brands.
So cool. That's awesome. Well, Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. What are three things you accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
I mean, I hate to reiterate it, but I would start with foster adopting my son. The process and the journey alone is probably my greatest accomplishment. And, you know, just my unresolved commitment to never give up, no matter how hard it gets, to work through an enormous amount of, just trauma and, you know, healing, and to try and send him into the world being just an incredibly healed and happy human. What else? I would say walking in my purpose and in my integrity. So one of my, I would say another big accomplishment is mediocrity is not me.
Come on.
I don't do mediocrity. So, I really strive to be creative, in the work I do and make sure that what I do is, resounding in just on the right side of humanity. Super important to me.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just something I can't accept less from. So, and then I would think the third thing is, are you allowed to swear on here?
Hey, we try not to, Jody, but for you, so I mean, saying, if you want to get I've you one of them some, in there,
no, I mean, if you can edit that out. I've done some really cool experiences and activations with the people I've been fortunate to work with. So especially when you're trying to do good and make an impact, there's a way that it can also be memorable and entertaining. And it doesn't always have to be with tears and sadness. You can make, you know, you can make big waves and lift people up at the same time. So, you know, I've produced single-handedly hip hop concerts for tens of thousands of people with some of my biggest, like, I'm a hip hop baby. I should have predicated that in growing up in the 305. Miami bass and Miami hip hop are always underrated. But, you know, I've been fortunate enough to work with people that I've had the gift of harnessing the power of their platforms and their voices and really being able to walk away from things saying that made a huge impact. And man, that was so dope. That was just really dope.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just hearing you discuss your journey, you know, being on a different coast in the different areas, I think that's really neat. Just hearing you discuss the things that you're proud of, like the adoption piece, it's important to walk in your purpose and do it with integrity. I think when you can do those things, you can always look back on them and be proud of the accomplishment because you know you did it the right way, you know? And then just, man, just having those cool experiences of just, you know, being around certain people and experiencing things that just blow you away.
Right.
You know, and I think it's awesome. But just hearing you discuss all those things, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So so let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
So it's changed over the course of my life. You know, I would say early on, it was, you know, what I think most people would find traditional, you know, you have material things and you're able to provide for your family and you have some level of, you know, notoriety in the industry you're at, which I'm super grateful I've attained those. But as I've gotten older, there's this motto that's been circulating. So hopefully it doesn't sound corny, but it's truly like an affirmation I speak to myself every day. And it's inner peace is success to me. Happiness is being rich. Health is wealth.
Yeah.
And kindness is cool.
Man,
and to me, that's truly what success is. And again, I think as we get older, your values, or not necessarily your values, but just your, the way you move in the world and see the world, the lanes change and the colors change and the vision of it all changes. And with that comes a different sense of prioritization. And I also think the impact of the pandemic turned everybody upside down on what matters the most.
So good. And you know, just hearing you say those things, I have one word really in response to that. And that word is boom.
You can borrow it.
That's so good, man. Because I think, I don't know, hearing you talk about your journey and then hearing you say your definition of success, like it shows me that it's a direct correlation, right? Like those things don't happen if you don't treat people right. Like those things don't happen if you truly don't love what you do and strive to eliminate the distractions and just get down to what's important, like people doing right, having a good time, taking care of business, BID, any of it. Taking care of business. And I think it's a direct correlation when you do those things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so what I want to do now, off script a little bit here, Jody. So what I want to do now is just throw like maybe three phrases at you. And if you don't mind, just talk about what comes to mind or heart when you hear these words or phrases. You good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right. So the first phrase is quality relationships.
That's everything. To me, it's reciprocation. To me, a quality relationship, whether it's friendship, business, partnership, children, you reciprocate, you communicate, and you show up.
Good. Reciprocate, communicate, show up. That's what's funny is that last one too, that's big for me. Like if you're gonna, it's important to show up. Like if you tell somebody you're gonna do something, show up. Supposed to be somewhere at a certain time, have your butt there early and not on time, because on time is like show up. Right? And when you're there, like give the attention that's supposed to be needed. Dang, show up.
And if it's a relationship and someone needs you and they don't ask, show up.
I love that. So good. Well, let's go to the second. Let's go to the second. Okay. All right. So the second one that I want to give you is living and learning.
That's what life is all about. And man, those lessons can be hard. But I think you can't live if you don't learn. If you don't pay attention to the lessons, you're going to keep going through the same ones.
I like that. All right.
Do you want me to keep it short or elaborate?
No, come on. Give it to him, Jody.
I mean, I can only speak for myself. You know, I think, one of the things you posed to me is, you know, like, what is your story, or, you know, what is your life story? And to me, like, it's not finished. My book's not done. It's still being written, and life is so uncertain. And that goes back to the life and the lessons. Life is uncertain. It's not a carefully written script. There's the highs and the lows. There's the unknowns. There's the plot twists. Appreciating, you know, the parts of those chapters that, you know, bring you to cloud nine, and then also bring you to your knees. And I think we find gratitude in going through all of it. But it's really paying attention and going inward and really being introspective to say, where did I play a part in this? And what did I learn from it? And how can the next chapter, at least what's in your control, because not most of it is, what can I do to have the pros, you know, come to life in a way that I really want to see it?
Awesome. I think, you know, as I hear you say that, it makes me think about like taking ownership. You know, and I think when you can take that ownership in the good and the bad, like what part did I play in this? I put myself in this position, right? But I think it gives you the liberty and the freedom too to make it better.
Absolutely. And even if somebody, you know, if you might not have full accountability of a situation, but what your part is how you move on from that.
Yeah. So true. So true. But let me get to this third one here. And the third one, I want to warn you a little bit here too, Jody. Hey, this the good one right here. This the good one right here. So the last one is legacy.
Oh, that's what I love. And I'm super blessed because I feel that I have a hand in helping people build legacies. Your legacy is what you're remembered by, not what you have, but who you are, who your character is. What did you contribute to this world? How did you make it a better place? It's not about, you don't get buried with your money. You don't get buried with your stuff. What do people that know you say about you? And what do people that might have had a peripheral view of what you do, how do they see the value you've exercised just as a human? How have you helped? To me, that's what it's about.
Amen. I wholeheartedly agree with that. So as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and show you some love with all of the amazing things you have going on.
Oh, thanks. So my website is thecollective.com. And there's a hyphen between the O and the L. On Instagram, my business is Collective Social Impact. And if anybody out there is, looking to be involved and maximize their philanthropic efforts and interests, please feel free to reach out. I would love to support you.
That's awesome. Well, Jody, I just want to say again, and thank you so much for what you do. And how you've done what you do. I truly appreciate it. And I wish you continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You as well.
Yeah. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.